Thousands of damned souls were released from the depths of hell yesterday after finally being exonerated of sin. That was the sound of the gates of the abyss opening and those individuals ascending to a better place. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price. And if you've never heard the news before, don't worry. I'll be here to guide you through the experience. What would you do if you were wrongly convicted of a sin and your soul was banished to hell, and then if years later you were actually found innocent? These questions are on the minds of many after newly uncovered DNA evidence has freed thousands of damned souls from hell, exonerating them of sins they did not commit.
Justice may finally be served for the wrongfully damned who were imprisoned by Satan under false accusations.
The undead could be heard by the droves this morning, cheering as their sins of greed, gluttony, and premarital sex were finally overturned.
Here with more is OPR's deceased afterlife correspondent, Thaddeus Lawson.
Hello, Leslie.
So Thaddeus, this newly uncovered DNA sounds huge. How many souls does this actually affect?
Over 10,000. I believe the exact number was 10,341. That's how many souls were unshackled from their eternal chains as of last night. It's the single largest salvation in the history of the underworld, and it's still possible that more souls will be set free.
And some of these beings were recently dead, but others have been waiting for this moment for thousands of years. Is that right?
That's right. But last year's Netflix documentary, Condemned to the Depths, took a hard look at a lot of the cases of wrongful damnation and led to some public pressure on the powers that be. According to the victims that I talked to, this release to heaven had been a long time coming. Take a listen.
They sent me down here for greed. Greed, they said. And when I asked them to prove it, they had nothing. I never did greed. I never did. I've been waiting over 8,000 years for this moment.
Heartbreaking, Thaddeus. And yet this brings up the topic of reasonable doubt. Was there enough evidence for damnations in many of these cases to occur in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in sins that are easily traceable, like skipping Sunday Mass?
Sadly, Leslie, we have an intrinsically biased Judgment Day process, and for a long time, nobody was doing anything about it. St. Peter, who has stood at the gates of heaven for over a millennia, has been rumored to have implicit bias towards Catholics and towards white angels from a high-income background.
Okay, but let's back up for a second. Isn't God all-seeing? I'm sure a lot of the people listening are surprised to hear that the judgment system isn't infallible.
Well, God is all-seeing, but just because he sees all doesn't mean he remembers it as clearly as he should. When asked to pick damned souls from a lineup, God has confused minorities 90% of the time. Also, some sources are saying that our Lord and Savior has blocked many newly exonerated souls from entering heaven, claiming that his being all-knowing makes him incapable of mistake.
Wow, so then do we know who did commit all these mortal sins?
Well, Leslie, that's the scary part. We simply don't know. Until that DNA gets processed, many of these deceased individuals will remain at large throughout the afterlife, free to commit perjury, tell lies, and enjoy incest whenever they please. It's possible some of them are even still alive on Earth.
Thank you so much, Thaddeus. If you have any details regarding a sinner or you feel you've been falsely accused of a sin and would like to seek restitution from the Lord, you should pray to the higher powers for absolution or contact Heaven's chapter of the Innocence Project.
Leslie?
Yes, Thaddeus?
Could I ask you, if it's not too much trouble, to say hello to my family that's up there on your side and tell them that I love them?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Thanks again, Thaddeus. Talk to you later. In order to commune with Thaddeus, I had to light some sage, cover up all the mirrors in the office, and line the doorway to the studio with some cedar and holy oil. It's going to take me a few moments to clean it all up, so we'll be back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, folks, it might feel like we're all in hell right now, too, but I'm here to assure you that what we're going through up here in the mortal realm is far, far worse. And the rest of this news proves it. So here's what else you need to know today.
Some scary news on this Cyber Monday as millions of horrified citizens across the nation woke up this morning to find Amazon Echo devices embedded beneath their skin. All 328 million terrified Americans have claimed they went to bed feeling totally fine, but awoke to find a large, smooth, glowing bump just below the surface of their skin that contained the bulging smart speaker. After struggling to turn off the sound of Alexa's voice coming from inside their bodies, members of the U.S. populace reportedly took to the streets after discovering they had each been charged $69.99 for the device. Oh, that's actually not bad. I paid $80 to have mine implanted. And as COVID cases continue to rise, more hospitals are urging patients who are experiencing symptoms to just throw themselves on top of the body pile in the emergency room until a hospital bed frees up. Many hospitals, however, are warning that even their body piles are filling up quickly, and in extreme instances of overcrowding, you may be sent directly to the morgue. And finally, a major announcement today from the nation's boyfriends, who have confidently declared that the kneecap is apparently the worst place to get shot. Well, that's interesting. I had my money on either the heart or the brain, but these boyfriends apparently heard this indisputable fact while watching Spike TV a few years back, so it's probably true. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, well, then you're in luck because we'll all be headed down to the Seventh Circle soon enough, so plenty more where that came from. You can also like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And tomorrow on The Topical, we'll sit down with an awfully pretentious third grader who insists on only reading children's books that have won the Newbery Medal. And I, for one, can't wait to hear what the smug little prick has to say about them. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you next time.